The banquet hall was full. The speaker for the occasion, the nation's best known orator, had been flown in. As he waxed eloquent, the audience was mesmerized by his tremendous speaking ability. After thrilling the audience with his oratorical skills, he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, in closing, if there are any special requests, and if I can, I would be willing to do it." An elderly, white-haired, retired pastor stood up in the far corner of the room and said, "Sir, would you recite the 23rd Psalm for us?" The orator, being somewhat surprised by that unusual request, said, "Yes, sir, I will. After, when I am finished, you too quote the 23rd Psalm." The pastor replied, "Sir, I am not an eloquent speaker, but if you wish, I will do so." As the orator began the psalm, his voice and intonation were perfect. He held the audience captive with his voice swelling and receding. When he finished the psalm, there was a tremendous response, applause, cheers, and a standing ovation. Then he looked at the pastor and said, "Now, sir, it's your turn." And the pastor began making his way to the front. As he reached the podium and began the psalm, his voice was coarse and raspy from the many years in the ministry. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." As he began making his way back to his seat, there was no applause, there were no cheers, and there was no standing ovation. The audience sat in complete silence. The orator stood and went to the podium. "Ladies and gentlemen," he said, "I quoted the 23rd Psalm to your ears, but he has quoted it to our hearts. I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd of the psalm. I quoted the 23rd Psalm, but he is living it."